From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Pakistan locks down Save the Children. Pakistan has closed down the offices of the international aid agency Save the Children, accusing the organization of involvement in anti-Pakistan activities. Kwasi Kalalullah is a spokesman for the Pakistan Foreign Ministry who did not have much to say about the situation.
They will not be commenting on a decision that has been taken by the government. Our decisions are always well considered.
Authorities sealed the office in the capital, Islamabad, Thursday and gave the international staff members 15 days to leave the country. Save the Children has previously been accused by Pakistani intelligence agencies of facilitating a Pakistani doctor's vaccination program in Abbottabad as a cover for the CIA to obtain DNA samples at a compound where Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was later killed by U.S. commandos. The MERS death toll in South Korea is now at 11. Officials say a 72-year-old woman is the latest person to die from the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. South Korea also reports four new MERS cases Friday, bringing the total to 126. Authorities say it's still too early to say if the outbreak has peaked. John Ung-kyung is director of Korea's Disease Prevention Center. She says there may be some additional patients among people who have already been exposed. Authorities have temporarily closed two hospitals amid persistent fears over the MERS virus outbreak. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An American teenager is facing up to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempting to help Islamic State militants recruit supporters and raise money. The U.S. Justice Department says 17-year-old Ali Shukri Amin admitted to helping another young American travel to Syria and join the militant group. That individual is facing similar charges. Inside a courthouse in the state of Virginia Thursday, prosecutors say the teen who pleaded guilty used social media, including Twitter, in an effort to radicalize, recruit, and incite the young people to violence. Members of youth vigilante forces in northern Nigeria say the Boko Haram militant group has burned six villages and killed 37 people in a new attack near the insurgent stronghold in Sambisa Forest. Government-aligned vigilantes told reporters Friday the attacks took place late Wednesday. A Nigerian newspaper reported the villages were all in Borno State. Ahmed Ajimi, a vigilante, told the Associated Press news agency the victims were farmers who had recently returned to their villages after Nigerian soldiers had cleared the areas occupied by Boko Haram earlier this year. On Thursday, as Chris Stein reports, officials from Nigeria, Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and Benin met in the Nigerian capital of Abuja to discuss a proposed joint force to fight Boko Haram.
The summit on Thursday in Nigeria's capital Abuja, with neighboring heads of state along with defense and military officials, was seen as a way for Nigeria and its neighbors to decide how best to deploy a task force of troops against the group. Previous efforts at regional cooperation have been hit and miss. At the summit, Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari made it clear that he wants a Nigerian commander in charge of the task force, rather than a rotating command. The heads of state of Chad, Niger, and Benin attended the summit. Cameroon's defense minister also attended. Chris Stein, Dakar.
President Barack Obama went to Capitol Hill in Washington Friday to make a last-minute appeal to fellow Democrats to support his ambitious Asia-Pacific free trade agenda. Ahead of a key vote in the House of Representatives on whether to extend crucial fast-track negotiating authority to the White House. As of Friday morning, it was still not clear whether the bill had enough support from House Democrats, many of whom are concerned the Trans-Pacific Partnership or TPP trade deal would send more American jobs overseas and hurt the environment. Republicans generally support such free trade agreements, but many in the party are reluctant to play a role in giving Mr. Obama what they see as a major political achievement ahead of the 2016 elections. A French court has acquitted former International Monetary Fund chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn of aggravated pimping for sex parties.
That's the latest world news from VOA.